Many times I end the homily with a song. I want to do something different today. Amen. I want us to sing together, the choir, a beautiful song we all know. Give me a clean heart. A clean heart, Lord, that I may follow thee. Allow us to minister the song today that we might be prepared to receive God's word proclaimed and preached today. Amen.
Give me a clean
together, give God praise this morning. Thank Him, praise Him. Amen. Amen. The Gospel of Mark this morning, chapter 7, tells us that the Pharisees and scribes had gathered around Jesus. So stop right there for a moment. When you come into God's presence, when you gather around the Word made flesh, something should change in your life. Amen. You should not be the same person you were before if you've truly gathered around Jesus. You should be a little bit different than you were before. Yes. We're not there yet, but you should say, at least I'm trying to get there, Lord. I'm on the road, on the journey, trying to get a little bit closer. If you truly are open to growth, a lot of folks gather around Jesus but aren't open to growth. Just because you come to church don't mean you're in church. You might be physically in the space. You might be taking up some volume here, but are you truly gathered around Jesus? Because if you are, something should be different about our lives. The Pharisees and scribes were the religious elite. They were the ones who had schooled themselves in the law and the prophets. They were the religious folk who knew all about God. So they thought. They had mastered theology. But did they really know the Master? There's a difference, church. They gathered around Jesus, but they had a critical eye. They didn't recognize what James would write about centuries later, talking about every good gift. Perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. They must have missed that point about the fact that Jesus Christ was the Word made flesh. The splendor of the Father, the very heart of God. God's love manifested and made flesh incarnate in Christ. They were looking at him with a critical eye, watching if he kept the traditions. They must have known Deuteronomy about how they were told to keep the law and the traditions. However, they must have missed the course that Jesus Christ was new covenant love, new covenant grace. The Old Testament would find its fulfillment in Jesus. But he had come not to break, but to fulfill the law. Y'all ain't with me this morning. Fulfill the law and the prophets. All the Old Testament point out to him. And yet they're going back to the old school way of doing things. So caught up in their traditions, watching what Jesus was doing, not truly paying attention, but just watching for him to slip up and break one of the laws to catch him. Not open to growth, not open to something new happening in the eyes of God, but looking to see, he's not following the law. He's breaking the law. He's not doing the way things are meant to be done. Even back then, it's hard to move church folks. Hard to move church folks. We're so used to doing the same thing the same way. Don't dare come in my pew. Don't dare change up the way it's supposed to be done, Father. Wait a minute now. It's got to be this way to be right. Somebody say amen. Amen. Or you better say ouch. You see, Jesus is not talking about hygiene today. Not talking about the importance of being clean. If you see it just as about sanitizing hands, you miss the point of a clean heart. It's not about, are you clean or not? Of course we're called to be clean. But if your outside is clean, but your inside is not, you still stink. You see, I can walk and get myself a brand new cut boy suit, new shoes, new hat, cocked to the side. If I didn't shower myself, if I didn't take care of my body inside, I might look good on the outside, but I still stink. Jesus is talking about going deeper. Going deeper beyond the traditions that may be good on one level. But do you know why you do what you do?
Come on.
They didn't realize it's much deeper than simply making sure your hands are clean. That's why he says you are a hypocrite. A hypocrite is a Greek word which means an actor, an actress. Someone who puts on a mask, plays a role, and inside is something or someone else. Are you a hypocrite? Am I a hypocrite? Do I look good on the outside, but inside, filthy dirty? That's the deeper question. And Jesus says, how right was Old Testament Isaiah, if you knew him, Pharisee, scribe? This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine human precepts. You disregard God's commandments, but you cling to human tradition. How many laws we know? Laws even of our own land, of the United States of America, have not been rooted in God. Laws that we have practiced, but we know, and we as a people of color, I should have a two or three people saying amen, Father, because it's true. Think of even the fact of you who've gone to school and looking out here and seeing the educated folk in this church today with doctorates and masters and all kinds of degrees, illegal. To teach an African slave was a law of this land. But every law is not always rooted in God. Just because it's rooted in a law, don't make it right. You gotta go deeper to the why of it. And again, we as church folk, I dare to say even as Catholic church folk, we got a lot of traditions. A lot of rituals, and they're beautiful. But if you don't know why you do it, if it's not coming from a space in your heart, it's just a lot of rules and actions and words. That's all it is. We're surrounded by beauty, of ritual, of art. But if you don't know what truly matters, and the why you do it, it's empty. That's why a lot of us can't evangelize. Because in order to share my faith, I gotta know it.
Amen.
Yeah. I can't simply say to you, come and follow Christ, if you don't know and can explain who Jesus is.
Yes.
True evangelization. It's about explaining and sharing something that you know and why you know it. Something simple and elementary as this. Y'all watching? Watch me, watch me. Some of y'all have been doing that for years, decades. And I'm not gonna bet today, I ain't got no money on me. But I wonder, do you know what you're doing? Do you know why you do it? Or you do it. But if someone would come out of the sky and say, what y'all doing in there? Well, that's what sister told me to do in school. Oh, that's what the priest said do. If you don't know, when you make the sign of the cross, you're making a radical testimony. I know my God. I don't care what you say about me, but I know my God. I know my God who woke me up this morning, who is my creator, who redeems me, who sanctifies, call upon his name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's my God. I'm covered in my God. And my God is in my head, in my heart, and all over me. I'm covered. When evildoers come at me, and they do, come on with me. I got angels watching over me. I got a fence around me. I got covered in God. If you know that, you walk and you talk and you drive and you minister in a different way. It's not arrogance. It's called a true Christian confidence. And you know that cross leads to a crown. You make the sign of the cross at the beginning of Mass. You are blessed to go out at the end of Mass. When you bring your little baby to get baptized, the minister says, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When you go home, and you will one day, go forth, Christian soldier, in the name of the Father who made you, the Son who redeemed you, and the Spirit of God that's always watching over you. It's that cross that stands in the center of this beautiful space. Take it all down. Don't take down my cross. Don't take down my cross. Because I know when I go home one day, one glad morning, when I cross over, I'm going to take my cross and go to the exchange post and change it in for a crown. I shall wear a crown when it's all over. When it's all over, I will see his face when it's all over. But it means I have to carry my cross. When my mother is sick with cancer and I have to be parent to my parent, I carry my cross. When someone in my family passes on unexpectedly or planned, I carry my cross. When I'm battling a disease, whatever it may be, it might be addicted to pills or needles, smoking or drinking, if I can just get to tomorrow, a clean man, and carry my cross. If I can work it out in my marriage, seeing beyond the physicality, you look good, but everything that looks good on the outside. Well, he looks good on wedding day. She looks good too. But can you stand the rain? Sunny days, everybody loves then. What happens when the rain comes? What happens when it gets difficult? What happens when we have more bad times than good? We have more sickness than health. What happens then? Will you stand me with me? Can I carry my cross? You see, that's what it means to know the why. And explain your testimony. And not just because, well, we always did it this way. That's what we've done or failed to do to our young people. That's why they go out to a church that's rooted in the word and teaching. Because we fail to do so at times in the Catholic Church. And we wonder why folks walk away. Because we've not done a better enough job, a good enough job, to explain the why. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad I know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I don't know where you are. I may know a little bit about theology, but it's that old-time religion. It's old folks talking about, give me Jesus. Those old folks talking about soon, one day, death gonna creep at my door, but oh my Lord, what shall I do but open wide my hands and arms? The why, the why. Do we know, or do we simply follow what somebody told us to do? If our hearts are clean, truly clean, and not just on the outside, we have an inside to understand and love the way God wants us to do. It shows up in the way we act. A clean heart, someone who knows God, not just because they were told to in a catechism class, but someone who knows a relationship with God. And that's what Jesus is trying to get across to these Pharisees. You don't get it. You're not listening to me. I make a big sign. You ain't listening to me. It's not about just keeping things traditional. It's not about simply following the law. The law has to go inside of you and show up and show out in the way you live, in the way I live. Being good from 9:30 to 11:30 is kind of easy. It's when we go out there, go out there, and we take this faith and try to live it. That's where how clean our heart is. And when your heart is clean, your hands will be as well. Your actions will be as well. Long before I take out a gun and shoot you, I've got anger and rage in my heart. Long before I go and do some despicable act upon someone in a sexual way, I'm already perverted. That's why when something's in the inside that stinks, oh, you gotta get rid of it. That's the true cleansing. How many times do we keep saying we got to pray in the church for victims of abuse? And we should. But if all we do is pray and not be clear and honest about the sickness and the evil and the dirt inside the church, we'll never be clean, church. We'll never be clean. It must go beyond the prayers. Didn't James say this? Be doers of the word and not just hearers. If your heart is clean and you know who you are and why you do what you do, it shows up in your actions. Because everybody in church ain't in church. There's three fruits. Now it's time to take some notes for all those folks on your phone. Three ways you show your clean heart. Three fruits, three ways it shows up, amen? Amen. Generosity. Humility.
Yes.
And honesty.
Yes.
When you move about with a generous heart, a humble heart, an honest heart, your heart is clean. Think about that for a moment. So many times we give things away and it's our leftovers. I'll give you a coat or two or three, but I'm getting some new ones from Macy's. Is that really being generous or giving somebody your leftovers? Or I'll give the church money, but I gotta take care of my little stuff first. Is that real generosity? I'll give you some time, Father, but I better get paid for it. Is that true generosity? Truly being generous, it comes from your heart to know it all belongs to you.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes, yes.
blessings and glory, it all belongs to you. When I give it away, it's really giving what God gave to me. When you are humble, you're not looking for anybody's praise, because God sees it. If someone honors you or recognizes you, to God be the glory. But don't be saying, look at me, look what I did. Somebody bought a brick for our beautiful garden we're going to put out there. And they said, Father, I don't want my name on the brick. I just want to support what you're trying to do to build the kingdom of God in North Philadelphia. To me, that's one example of someone who's humble. I'm not saying that putting your name on a brick is bad, but this person did not need to be recognized, but they wanted to be part of the program. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
And the last part is being honest. And when we're honest, truly coming from a transparent, an authentic space of life, because God sees our lies. And when we live lies, when we say truth is not really truth, it is truth, because Jesus is truth. As I take my seat this morning after a long homily, y'all can say amen to that.
Amen. It's all right.
We had, talk about long, we had two funerals this weekend. Not here, but you may have watched Aretha Franklin's funeral and John McCain's funeral. Very different, huh?
Oh, yes.
A little bit?
Yes.
Anybody watch Aretha Franklin's funeral?
Yes.
It's still going on. You can still catch it. The top 10 things you can do during Aretha Franklin's funeral. I could fly from Philadelphia to LA and back. What else could I do? I could go to the gym, go to the dinner, do my shopping, and still watch the eulogy. It was a long funeral, church. It was a long funeral. But it was something I learned about Aretha Franklin. I didn't know this. That she helped to sponsor and support the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. I didn't know that. I knew she was a great singer and her roots in the church, but her activism, how she spoke out for Angela Davis and so many other issues, that's coming from a space of generosity, humility, and honesty. So many times looking for somebody else to pay our stuff. But those folks came together. They came together and handled their business. John McCain, again, very different experience, different culture. Not bad, not good, it's just different. But John McCain, I learned about him. He voted against the national holiday for Dr. King. Following, as he said, the Republican wave against that simple holiday for great America. But he regretted it and came to Memphis where Dr. King was murdered and apologized. Would that every man who has power would recognize their mistakes and admit wrong and show generosity, humility, and honesty. And even to say to somebody, stay home at my funeral. I don't need your lip service. I don't need you coming saying words you don't mean. I want the men who I fought against, but decent human beings to speak on my behalf. Stay home. Because honesty means it got to go beyond lip service, church. Give me a clean heart that I may speak out for truth, that I may live the word that I say, that I may be a person of generosity, humility, and honesty. Give me a clean heart, Lord. Give our church a clean heart, that we might follow in the ways of Christ. Give me a clean heart. Anybody in church besides me, ask God today for a clean heart. Anybody who needs a clean heart, clean my heart, Lord. And if you mean it, if you truly want God to clean you up on the inside, you might live on the outside. Just stand in God's presence. Just raise your hand, church. You see, as school begins, has begun already, so many times students will raise their hand and ask the teacher to call on them. Lord, just call on us today. Give us a clean heart. Wash us, Lord. Help us to not just talk the talk, but walk the walk, church. And be the women and men we're called to be. To live truth and justice. To know why we do what we do. And share that blessing with somebody who needs to know, is God real? Yes, he's real. Yes, God is real. God is real in my heart. I know because he woke me up this morning. I know because he sustains me. I know because I'm not alone. In Jesus' name, let the church say, amen. Amen.